Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. I had someone I knew for the past 20 years die suddenly this week, and it was very unexpected. In a way, I knew it was coming because their health was not in good shape, and they were emotionally drained, and they just didn't take care of themselves or eat right or anything. And as they stepped outside to put their cat out, I think it was, they died instantly from a heart attack. And I got the call, and at first I just sat there in disbelief thinking, how could this happen? And then I realized that's just how most people deal with death, because America is a denying culture, and we don't like to think about death. We don't like to talk about it or acknowledge death. And it's a reality. And guess what? Yeah, a shower thought was born. Here's the thing, folks. Death happens. In fact, we come here to live and then die. We are basically here to walk each other home or to the next lifetime. However, welcome to America, where we claim to understand that we all die someday. Yet it's a topic that's uncomfortable and swept under the rug. It's the elephant in the room, and we go out of our way to not talk about it. In America, people only get 3 days off to grieve, and then it's back to normal. You're all better. Even the grieving process in this country is swept under the rug. And I think a lot of it is our belief systems about death is taught to us by our families, teachers, and religious beliefs. And most beliefs allow us to just glide right past death and move on. Yeah, we die, we go to heaven, we go to hell. End of story. Religion tells us we must go back to meet our Maker. Yet so many people are scared to death of death. I've been caring for my mother the past week, who's 88, and I have never seen someone so religious be so afraid to die to meet their God. That is mainly because religion constantly reminds us how unworthy we are. Religion is based on shame and guilt. So American religion needs to focus more on the positive rather than making you feel you always have to repent or confess or do a million Hail Marys. And we talk about heaven and hell and the right ways to live. And we get lecturing on how bad we are rather than allowing people to be human and make mistake. We live in a nation where we're afraid to live because we believe in sin so much that we avoid death. And I remember when I was growing up in a church, a woman had taken her life, and to avoid the topic, we were forbidden to talk about it, and even forbidden to hang out with her family, her kids, anything. The family was shunned, so we didn't have to deal with death. We never talked about death. It was ignored. I think it's because death is so complicated. I mean, after all, when you think about it, we have to decide what to do with the body that held our soul. Now, some people don't understand that our body's just flesh, muscle, and bone, and it's used to get us around, because really, the body dies, but the soul moves on. So we spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to make sure that the blood and flesh, or the flesh and bones, is buried nicely. We make death expensive. I think it's because if we give them a good send-off, we won't have to deal with it as much. But I specialized in death and dying for a while, and I noticed that we glide right past it. And that's called covering death up, or as I call it, unattended sorrow. But the American death-denying culture is a great deal about denial. We gave death stages. We did. we said, okay, here's the thing. Death has stages. And people wait for all the stages, but rarely experience all the stages, if not even some of the stages, because grief is not a template of stages. Rather, it's a personal journey. But we in America live in denial and misunderstanding. So how can we talk about it when we don't get it? Oh, I have a good idea. Let's shift people's thinking. Now, with the recent passing of Tina Turner, I saw someone shame her on Facebook because she chose to manage illness differently. She chose to manage her illness more naturally. And I watched the public shaming begin. She shouldn't have used vitamins. It was insane. But again, this is how America deals with death. Shaming and blaming. When my friend passed, it didn't take long for someone to come in and demand property and assets. And it was more about what do I get instead of honoring that person's life. And I saw anger and threats and lawyers and who gets what and why. And it wasn't about how wonderful that person was and the contribution she made to society. It was just easier to forget about the death and make it about what is in it for me. We do not seem to have death manners. It shows up on Facebook when we try to shame a person's decision to use vitamins or use it as an example to put our point across. Or it shows up in families when we fight about who gets what. But what doesn't show up enough is what did that person contribute to this life? Like I said, I specialized in grief, especially with people who lost someone to suicide. And I did that for about 22 years. And I have the honor to learn more about grief and dying more than I would ever want to. It was talked about daily in my line of work. And I realized how much denial so many people are in about death. We must stop avoiding talking about death. It's quite common in our culture because everybody dies. And if we don't talk about it, people can be harmed in so many ways, and it leaves many people unprepared, and it makes it very hard for them to deal with the transitions that life happens, you know, that we have to move on. There's a deep-seated discomfort with death, and I think I first noticed it when 911 happened. We lost so many people so quickly, it caused a panic and anxiety, and death was suddenly shoved in the faces of society, and no one wanted to acknowledge it. The only way we knew how to deal with death was to show the planes crashing over and over and over and over and over and over into the buildings as America rode a roller coaster of some kind of horror show, watching those planes crash. Still, we didn't talk about death. We simply shocked Americans to the point that we blamed. Let's go to war. We're going to go to war. It's their fault. Let's see what they did. We're going to do this and do that, and we're going to fight. And denial over acceptance is what America has. America tends to look at fault over death, denial over acceptance, and fear over strength. In America, we believe grief is a Prozac deficiency. People die, we drug them up, we move along. We actually drug their grief. Well, no wonder death is so complicated in America. We don't say, deal with it and get some counseling or go to a group. We just say, nah, we'll drug you up. You don't have to deal with it. Here. There's currently no medication on the market that will help you adapt to change. That's because change comes from within a life experience. And that's because we don't need to medicate. Perhaps meditation, but not medication. But more than anything, we need to have an open dialogue and change the face of death. Unattended grief over a lifetime begins to stockpile. That then starts depression. That's when we need to medicate. Let's start talking about it before it gets out of out of hand. Let's talk about it instead of changing the topic, and talk about our feelings surrounding death instead of avoiding it through blame, shame, possessions, medication. America, death happens. Let's talk. For now, this is Tyler Woods saying, be safe and walk in peace.